Time now for this week's edition of Hidden History. Today we travel to the village of Onset, where the spiritualist movement first took hold in the late 19th century, enjoyed a heyday in the early 1900s, and continues to survive today.
It started with groups of people that were forming together to communicate with the afterlife.
That's Kathleen Hoffman, pastor of the First Spiritualist Church of Onset. She says the first group of spiritualists began holding camp meetings on the shores of Onset Bay.
In Onset itself, there were thousands in the village here were spiritualists. They actually bought the houses and they would get together and doing seances. And then through the time that was going on, they were told to bring it into a religion.
On October 3, 1903, 21 people petitioned the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to become incorporated as a church.
The petition was granted and a charter was given to them, dated December 7th, 1903. This is when the First Spiritual Church of Onset officially became an incorporated church.
It was one of a number of spiritualist congregations that sprang up in Onset, which continued to grow in national prominence as a spiritualist mecca, eventually attracting mediums, clairvoyants, spirit photographers, and other devotees to the small village. Hoffman says many of Onset's spiritualist followers had strong connections to the local Native American population.
A lot of the guides that came in for folks were Indians, and they were very spiritual. They listened to their environment. They were non-threatening. They worked and walked the life of a spiritual being. And so anything with the Indian draws people to it, and it has an energy, just like everything has an energy to it.
One of the most unique present-day remnants of Onset's spiritualist past is a building known as the Wigwam. It was built in 1894, and its distinctive wigwam shape pays homage to Native Americans, whose way of life heavily influenced the early spiritualists. Patricia Craig is the wigwam's current president.
We as spiritualists feel that Native Americans are the first real spiritualists. They care about each other. They care about the land. They care about not hurting the land. And that's basically a spiritualist feels that way. So when the Native Americans pass on, we feel that they come back to us as guides during our lifetime.
When spiritualism really started to boom here in Onset, was it part of a larger national movement in that direction, do you think?
Or? Yeah, there was spiritualism like in Boston. They had a lot of spiritual churches in different states. But this started growing as a like a resort place. They had trains coming in here and everything.
That resort atmosphere eventually began to overwhelm the spiritualist identity of the small village, as more and more Catholics, Congregationalists, Mormons, and Methodists began streaming in. At the same time, there was a growing negative backlash as disbelievers sought to expose spiritualism as a hoax. By 1915, Onset's heyday as a center of spiritualism was largely over. But the village still clings to its spiritualist past, with congregations like the Wigwam and the First Spiritualist Church continuing to offer regular services, classes, and workshops with visiting mediums and healers.